Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Democrats and White House representatives have been talking about a pandemic relief bill. We have the story.
City council members are planning to extend the Wichita mask order. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Top Kansas lawmaker testing positive for COVID-19. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We had a few rumbles of thunder throughout the night, and with some of the storms moving to the south and east of us, we will heat up this afternoon. Our complete forecast for the weekend is on the way.
White House representatives and the two leading Democrats in Congress met Thursday night at the Capitol, negotiating a second coronavirus stimulus bill. After 3 hours of talks, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin reported limited progress.
There is a lot of issues. We are close to a compromised position on, but I think there's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
President Trump promised to use executive orders if lawmakers cannot reach consensus on a massive stimulus package.
Wichita's mayor says you should be prepared to use your face mask a while longer.
The mask order enacted on July 3rd and was set to expire on August 11th. However, the county order is set to expire on August 9th. While citizens are expected to follow the county order, Mayor Whipple said at his Thursday briefing it's better for the city to have its own.
By extending it, even though the county's order will also include us in it, when we have our own ordinance, we have more opportunities for enforcing it. So we have a little more control over it.
Whipple says city leaders are in talks with county commissioners to better align the mask order. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A top Republican Kansas legislator was hospitalized last month after testing positive for the novel coronavirus and didn't disclose it to colleagues until this week. The state's Democratic governor, Laura Kelly, declared Thursday that she'll get tested because the two of them attended a meeting together after he was hospitalized. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. is the highest-ranking official in Kansas known to have been infected. Reichman notified fellow Republicans in the Kansas House in a letter after Tuesday's primary election. Said he had a doctor's clearance to attend a state house meeting July 29th with Kelly and other top lawmakers. She called the action reckless and dangerous.
The National Rifle Association could be in trouble after the New York Attorney General announced she's suing the organization. Fox's David Spunt has details.
The New York Attorney General Letitia James called out specific members of the NRA, perhaps the best-known name on that list, Executive Director Wayne LaPierre. He said in part, this is an unconstitutional, premeditated attack aiming to dismantle and destroy the NRA, the fiercest defender of America's freedom at the ballot box for decades. The NRA is well-governed, financially solvent, and committed to good governance. We're ready for the fight. Bring it on.
The lawsuit comes after an extensive investigation which New York Attorney General James says points to years of fraud and abuse by the NRA.
Police say a 6-year-old boy was seriously injured when he was shot at a Lawrence, Kansas home. Police found the boy suffering from a gunshot wound Wednesday night. The boy was in critical but stable condition at a Lawrence area hospital Thursday. Police spokesman Patrick Compton said the shooting remains under investigation, but police do not currently believe foul play was involved. KNSS News Time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We head into the weekend. Just a few games remain at the National Baseball Congress World Series. We'll have a rundown coming up in sports.
This summer, Wichita celebrating its sesquicentennial. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
We have a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard, southbound I-135. It's at 21st Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. This summer, Wichita is celebrating its sesquicentennial. Eric Kale is director of the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. He tells KNSS News one of the signers of the city's charter 150 years ago was a woman who operated a laundry.
Catherine McCarty is famous for being the only woman to sign the charter. Along with one African-American gentleman, Richard Robinson, and then 122 others.
Mrs. McCarty's son would change his name to William Bonney and gain fame as Billy the Kid in New Mexico. Eric Kale is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
While some cities pursue the reduction of the police force, many officers are already thinking about quitting. Fox's Mike Tobin has more in Chicago.
Following the siege and surrender of Minneapolis 3rd Precinct and subsequent burning of the city, One lawyer says more than 20% of the force has started the process of applying for permanent disability. Most of the cases are for post-traumatic stress. Attorney Ron Muser says the community turned hostile and abandonment by city leaders are contributing factors. Recent events were a breaking point for many, but Becky, who didn't want to use her full name, is married to a Minneapolis cop. For years, she has dealt with his nightmares, anxiety, obsessive preparedness, and sleep problems. In Chicago, four officers have been shot in just the past week. Less than 3 weeks ago, officers were ambushed with fireworks, bottles, and spears while guarding a Christopher Columbus statue.
A Gallup poll says 61% of black Americans want to maintain the level of police presence in their areas.
Vice President Mike Pence has been criticizing Chief Justice John Roberts. Fox's Kristen Fisher has more.
Vice President Mike Pence venting his frustration with Chief Justice John Roberts for siding with the Supreme Court's liberal justices in a string of recent defeats for the Trump administration. From upholding the DACA program for undocumented immigrants to extending protections to LGBTQ workers. The Chief Justice also ruled against a church in Nevada fighting for more than 50 people to attend services in the middle of the pandemic. And he struck down a Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. So far, the Chief Justice has not responded to the Vice President's criticism, nor did he react when President Trump called his 2012 decision to uphold Obamacare disgraceful.
Roberts was appointed to the Supreme Court by former President George W. Bush in 2005. And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing just, it's Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, I was about to say, we've all got that Friday
got
feeling.
The Friday?
But,
yeah.
Steve, you know, we wake up early, so we don't really have too many problems with these overnight storms. But I know there's a lot of people out there that got a rude awakening and were woken up out of their good sleep to those loud rumbles of thunder. So, yeah, we're still dealing with some of those thunderstorms out there. If you're listening and you live around the Wichita metro, especially here in Wichita, we're not done yet. Even though we are expecting a few more showers and storms to kind of track west to east through the area, they should remain non-severe. Even when we had those loud rumbles late last night, we didn't have any severe weather here in Wichita. So things should continue to behave as we go through this morning. Got a 20% chance, even though we're dealing with a lot of rain out there, things really have been hit or miss. So 20% chance through this morning. Should be a lot drier by the time we get into the afternoon. 93 degrees. Even though it's going to be drier, it's also going to be a lot hotter as well, and we still got to factor in that humidity. Muggy feel out there now, and that mugginess will more than likely make it feel like the middle, possibly even upper 90s by later this afternoon. Winds are going to be stronger, too, out of the south at 15 to 25. Shouldn't be strong enough to knock you on your feet or off your feet or anything like that, though. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Got a 10% chance in the forecast for a little bit of rain, but it does look a lot drier, even after dark. 73, waking up to a muggy start. And then 97 for a high tomorrow. So our Saturday actually going to be a little bit hotter. Partly cloudy skies. Another very, very slim 10% chance of a shower or storm. Continuing that slim chance into our Saturday night. Low of 73. And then Sunday looks like a mainly dry start. Just as hot. 96. And we may have a slightly better chance at seeing a few showers and storms Sunday night going into Monday. Looks like isolated in nature, but we may continue this trend Monday night and Tuesday night, where there could be a few isolated storms around. Now, these slim chances of rain not doing anything for our temperatures, because we're going to stay in the middle to upper 90s all the way through this time next week. Right now, we're at 73 degrees, mostly cloudy sky, south winds at 12 miles an hour, 70-degree dew point. That's what's making it feel muggy out there, and even though we are dry for now, things may not stay that way over the next couple of hours or so.
What is your radar showing right now to the west of here, Kingman County? Are there some spots out there coming this way to the east?
Yeah, it looks like a lot of those showers and storms that popped up over Kingman County, that was actually around 5:30 this morning. So we did have a few waves move through late last night, and then what's moving through western Sedgwick County right now and all the way through Kingman, those will continue to track east as well. So that's why we're not done yet. But, you know, as they track east, Steve, they may kind of die down, they may kind of flare back up,
right,
and they may miss us altogether, they may hit us. So it looks like things are really just going to be, feast or famine out there when it comes to the rainfall.
All right. Thanks, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 712 now with Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Another very nice day across south-central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high for the date 92. So we're going to be it looks like about 10 degrees warmer than that today, as Ronnell was saying. This is a big date in weather history. On this date in 1936, the high in Wichita reached 102 degrees. And that was the first of 20 consecutive days of high temperatures that reached 100 degrees or more. This is the longest stretch of 100-degree-plus heat in the Wichita climate history. That was in 1936, and Ted, guess what? They didn't really have any air conditioning.
No, most people didn't have anything
everybody had to
mitigate that heat.
Tough it out. It had to be tough and endure. All right, 7:13 now, Steve and Ted. A couple of things going on in the news this morning. One of them has to do with the city and this animal pickup program that costs Wichita about $400,000 a year. And one of the proposals in the new budget was to abandon it. Well, now it looks like they may try to have come up with a way to save it. And, in that regard, probably saved quite a few puppies and kitties' lives.
A lot of folks made public comment about that, have been contacting their city council members.
That's right.
That became an issue that a lot of people felt they wanted to keep around.
Yeah, you start start dealing with puppies and kittens, and it gets people upset, gets them emotional. So now, they're going to look at maybe raise some fees or something to get the,
right.
get the thing
City's
done.
City's still got to make, find hundreds of thousands of dollars to in some other area to make up for that.
Yeah, that's
so something else will get cut.
Well, they're looking at a big money shortage this year because of the pandemic, and the county's looking at one too. And what do? You cut some services, you move some things around. They're getting the city and county managers, Stolz and Layton. To me, impressed me as a couple of guys. They'll get their people working it. They can find something every now and every time they come up with a budget. They find up some savings somewhere. And they're really good at that. we probably couldn't find it, but they can. And so we haven't had really a property tax increase per se in years and years here, which is pretty good. On the other hand, maybe we should have a tax. No, we never raise taxes. All right, so it's 7:14 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That's the other thing the mayor was talking about there. If you heard on our news, keeping that mask order in effect past this weekend. For Wichita, and I've been seeing some pretty good response on that. And in terms of how many people are using their masks, most of the stores in town say, if you don't have a mask on, please don't come in. Now, Ted, don't know of any incidents where somebody got violent about it, one way or the other.
Not here, anyway.
Not here, but we do hear them isolated stories around the country where people just misbehave over the fact that somebody's asking them to please wear a mask, and they get upset. We had an interesting story out of Florida yesterday. Three teenagers arrested after hopping the wall of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort carrying a loaded AK-47 rifle. Being typical teenagers.
Asking for trouble there.
It happened last Friday when the 15-year-old boy, 15, entered the property, dumped a backpack containing the weapon. Police say the incident had nothing to do with Mar-a-Lago, saying the boys were fleeing officers and had no idea where they were. So they didn't do this by choice. They were trying to get away from the cops. However,
15-year-old walking around with an AK-47.
Yeah. If the president or any of his family had been on property at that time, they could have been shot
by
the Secret Service. Golf club is currently closed for the summer. Teens were charged with trespassing with a weapon, burglary, and resisting arrest, and were taken to juvenile detention center. So there they are running around with that loaded rifle already, and then they could have had real problems if the president had been there or his family. All right, coming up on 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Friday morning. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and Ted's got some NBC tournament stuff. We're getting close to the end here, right?
Yeah, the last weekend, the only weekend this year of the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series. The action ended about 11:30 last night up in Hutchinson on the final day of action in Hutchinson. The rest of the action will be all in Wichita at X Stadium from here on out. Losers bracket action in Hutchinson yesterday. The winners included the Houston Express and the Hutchinson Monarchs as they stay alive in the tournament. We had the winners bracket semifinals at X Stadium last night. The final four unbeatens all hook up. The Cheney Diamond Dogs beat the Hayes Larks 2-1. In the late game, the Santa Barbara Foresters shut out the Liberal BJs 8-0 as four Foresters pitchers combined for a no-hitter. Santa Barbara moves on as one of the last two unbeatens. We have two games on tap today. They are both elimination games, both at X Stadium, starting at 6 o'clock. The Houston Express and the Liberal BJs. After that, the Hayes Larks and the Hutchinson Monarchs, as those two winners will stay alive in the tournament. Tomorrow, we have two games on tap, including the winner's bracket finals, the last two unbeatens, the Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Santa Barbara Foresters at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at X Stadium. Loser's bracket game to follow after that. Only one game on Sunday. That'll be the loser's bracket finals, and that'll set up our championship for Monday. So there's your action this weekend at the National Baseball Congress World Series. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals at home last night, hosting the top team in the big leagues, the Chicago Cubs. The Royals have been flailing of late at the plate, but that all went away last night as the Royals finally erupted for some big runs and hits. And you heard the action on Sports Radio KFH.
There's Salvi hitting one toward the gap in left center field. On the run, the center fielder diving. Happ can't come up with it. It gets by him, rolls to the edge of the track. Salvi's got an RBI double and another extra base hit for the Royals. Witt scores, and it's 9-0.
9-0, and that was fairly early in the game.
Yeah.
Royals go on to clobber the Cubs 13-2. 11 extra base hits for the Royals last night, including three home runs.
I should have saved back about 10 of those runs.
You'd like to save some of that for the weekend. Yeah. The Royals did snap a six-game losing streak with that win. Now the Royals play the other top team in the big leagues. First place Minnesota Twins this weekend come to Kauffman Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. All those Royals and Twins games, you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We are at the first major of the year for the PGA Tour. It's the PGA Championship taking place in San Francisco. Yesterday, after round one, co-leaders at 5 under par, Jason Day and Brendan Todd, both are veterans of the Wichita Open. They both played in Wichita in recent years. Now they're both tied for first place atop the PGA Championship leaderboard. Here's Brendan Todd.
It was good. I got off to a great start. I mean, got a little bit lucky between the bunkers on 10, but, you know, you got to take the luck when that comes by. But today I drove it really nicely.
PGA 2. That was Jason Day, one of the co-leaders. And here's Brendan Todd.
I felt awesome. I could tell in practice the greens were rolling really, really true. And I read bent grass greens very well, and my stroke still there even after a tough Sunday.
PGA Championship will finish up this weekend in San Francisco. Major League Baseball action in Phoenix yesterday. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Houston Astros 5-4. Starting left fielder for the Diamondbacks, former Wichita wingnut David Peralta, was on base three times, drove in a run. He's got a .340 on base percentage. And the winning pitcher out of the bullpen for the Diamondbacks, another Wichita wingnut, Junior Guerra, with a scoreless ninth inning. He still hasn't given up a run yet this season. 0.0 earned run average.
Wow.
A couple of Wichita wingnuts helping the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are coming off back-to-back wins there. Pro basketball in the NBA in the bubble in Orlando. The Houston Rockets beat the Los Angeles Lakers 113-97. Starting at strong forward for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore with 20 points and 4 rebounds. He made 5 three-pointers. The Houston Rockets are the number 4 team in the West right now as the NBA continues with its regular season at the bubble in Orlando. And coming up 1 hour from now, we will have our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, live from training camp in Kansas City. And we talk with Mitch every day during the entire month of August. So we'll check in with Mitch and get another training camp report from the Chiefs 1 hour from now, coming up at 8:15.
Always has some good information.
Always, yeah. Yep. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
And he'll have some good information this morning as well. 7:21 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Still second-guessing the decision to drop the bomb on Japan. That story coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.